Doubleday, Page and Company began publishing the O. Henry Prize stories in 1919. This wonderful collection of short stories has appeared annually since then. The 2015 O. Henry Prize Stories, edited by Laura Furman, is a collection of 20 short stories gleaned from American and Canadian periodicals during that year. The current collection is a bit uneven, with some stories having a relatively flat effect. And far too many stories deal with divorce and death, heady subjects for sure. However, subjects any writer must hit a home run with for the story to be successful, largely because the subject matter has been dealt with so often before. The stories I found to be the most interesting in the collection were all offbeat and thoughtful, stories that required the reader to deal with new subject matter, place, point of view, and pace, rather than the shop-worn psychologies of divorce and death. The best story of the bunch, to my way of thinking, was Percival Everett's Finding Billy Whitefeather. Set in central Wyoming, the story is triggered by the birth of twin horses and a notice that is tagged to a local rancher's back door by a mysterious person named Billy Whitefeather, indicating that twin horses are for sale. As the story unfolds, we realize that Billy Whitefeather, who is now being tracked by the rancher, is a person that everyone in the ranching community despises, and that he is also a man who is beyond physical description. Some describe him as white, others as Indian. Some described him as fat, some say slim. Interestingly, at no time during the story does the reader ever meet the man. And at story's end, the local rancher who has been tracking Billy is left in a distant city at the starting gate, and the mystery of Billy Whitefeather is left for someone else to solve on another day. The one story in the collection about death that does resonate is Lionel Shriver's Calliope Creek, a story about a young woman who is out on the balcony of her apartment socializing with a date when the balcony gives way and she plummets to her death. The story's premise is that we all have near-death experiences throughout life, but there is only one such experience that takes us to the end of our existence. Emma Torres' story, Word of Mouth, is an oddly quirky story about a Mountain Valley restaurant, The Whole Hog, that is always deserted, a missing woman whose husband doesn't want anyone to know she has deserted him, and a restaurant employee who is looking for some direction in life following the death of her grandmother, a person who has taken care of her every whim up until then. The story is a little dark, edgy, and riffed with what-ifs, maybes, and more than a few maybe my day will comes. The final story to my liking in the collection was the story I, Buffalo, by Valhini Vera. It is the tale of a child who gets too close to a buffalo in a cave. The child is saved from certain death and trampling by an animal who is simply behaving as nature intended. The story begs the question of whose territorial rights take precedence, man's, the beast, or the beast within man. Although the 2015 O. Henry Prize stories are an uneven lot, the best of the lot are well worth the read. This is Robert Greer for KUVO Radio in Denver.